Aloha from Maui, Hawaii. My son and I are on the road right now, and I'm just here with my very good friend, Kaiden, and he's one of my mentors when it comes to network marketing. He's very good explaining product because he comes from a technical background, but he's also very, very astute when it comes to explaining business plans or money payouts when it comes to the network marketing business. And this morning I sat through about 30 minutes of him explaining a pay plan that he's doing. And that's all we do in network marketing is learn the business and then pass it on to another person, which is really an apprenticeship. We all have to apprentice at something we want to do. Like I say, I'm less product-driven now. I already know that I have the knack for picking products that I attune to. And all I have to do now is understand that the application can go on any business. We just have to understand that there's so many different ways to make money on this planet, and that the skill set that I'm learning is particular to me just because I like the freedom of being able to go anywhere and present my product, present my business, and hopefully from the people that I meet. And the people I meet are pretty open to my suggest self, and you know, just to wake up to the different modalities of making money, see the lifestyle that it creates. And I'm looking forward to being able to be, you know, more migratory but still work wherever I am. And that's what I wanted to do, is really transport myself to places I need to be to learn and study and to carry on with my life in the manner that I want to do that. You know, I'm really not attached to being in one place for a long time. You know, my kid is almost out of school, and you know, I'm looking forward to migratory lifestyle. You know, I want to have a bit more sunshine in my life, and so I would like to head south. I still would like to continue working, and so I am setting up the seeds through my webcasts and through my podcasts and through just communicating with you where I am right now. So presently, I am in beautiful Maui. I can see the ocean in the horizon. It's a beautiful dark blue, and you know, blue skies and clouds and just the brightness, the sunshine. And as you know from listening to some of my podcasts, I've been in Vancouver, and Vancouver is really dark. And because I know the body is a biochemical system that is kind of receiving information from the environment, I'm really looking for sunshine in my life, especially through the winter. I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she's hoping to be in India for the winters, and she's looking for business as well. So we're both brainstorming on how it is to create businesses that allows us to work from wherever we are and make use of the networks that we establish, the you know, the networks that already trust us for being the good people that we are, and also having the ability to teach other people to see this business strategy as a way of supplementing their income. I know a lot of you already are in your passion. You enjoy what you do, and extra for your family and friends. And that's all I'm wishing to do with my work, is just to continue educating myself, learning from my mentors, and hopefully passing it on to you in a way that is inviting, and hopefully for you to, you know, really start thinking about leveraging your income making, taking whatever you're already pulling in, and then, you know, investing into something that you know is going to compound your money. I am going to just start my education in how the stock business works. And because of my understanding that everything begins at a starting point, and every one of us stumbles and falls, no business has a guarantee that you will succeed. But all I can do is just find something that I want to create a niche in and continue learning about how to create it, and eventually in the end serve the planet. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this gas deal that I'm seeing. You know, the one thing that I really saw when I wanted to join with my friend Catherine Clark was that the idea of someone who already had many years of experience, you know, educating people on how to network and how to make money out of her passion. And I wanted to be around someone like that for, you know, just to get the information it takes to be working at the level that she works at. She chose the gas product because of her own experience. Now, I just got into it maybe 6 days ago, and I'm just starting to learn. I'm already getting the, you know, well, it's been done. I've had this success. I didn't have this success about it. You know, what about the carburetor? What about this? And I say to them, hey, I knew 30 years ago that the global warming was coming. But there's things that you cannot, you know, put to the side. You can't put to the side good food that is clean. You cannot put aside the need for environment that is going to allow your cells to thrive. And third of all, you cannot get out of the fact that this planet is run on gasoline. No one's going to give it up. You know, like no one's going to give up cell phones. And my thing was this, is that I want to be part of the solution and invest and create my time in a lifestyle that is part of the solution, looking for technology that will help the population navigate into this. And I don't know whether it's made up or an illusion, but that's what I do, is I look for, you know, and support those people who are the forward thinkers that see that as a whole, we have to work united into reducing the amount of poisons that are in our economic base. And I see where I want to do with my own life, how I want to proceed. You know, I don't know a thing about gasoline or fuel or you know, energy generation. It's just not one of the focuses I needed. I needed to recover from breaking my back. I needed to create a stable environment for my son. And now I'm realizing that I have to create income from something else, which is rising in my network, which is, you know, every time I go to the gas tank, I'm seeing that the price is going up. And people are not going to give up using their gas. I've seen, you know, two or three waves of gas scares. And no one ever stops using it. I mean, it could cost as much money as you know, you can think of, and people will still find a way to get gasoline. And, you know, I would like to reduce some of that pollution. I would like to make some income from that as well. And I'm hoping that Catherine is doing her due diligence wherever she is. And I'll get to learn that from her in the next few years. So please understand that you're just with me on this path, and that we will do our best to see, you know, whether this will work. If not, this will be just another generation of another generation of another generation that is working towards global solution to the energy issue. I welcome you to my healing world, and please have a great day wherever you are. Do what I'm doing, which is go out there and get some sunshine. Get some vitamin D production happening. Get those cells to turn on. Have a great day wherever you are. I love you all. Bye.